Oh shit. It's Monday, August 31st. The Church of What's Happening Now is still standing. Greetings from Podcastville. The Church of What's Happening Now is brought to you by DraftKings. Listen, aren't you glad sports are back? Everybody's in a bubble these days, but at least you could watch. DraftKings is a sure thing. No more bookies in dark alleys, fucking diners on Wednesday. They make believe they know John LaBamba. Go fuck yourself. Bet when you want, where you want. You don't even want to have to leave your house, right or wrong. Download the Sports Kings draft book now. All new users got a sign-up bonus up to a Gino LaRue. That's a grand for you fucking mooks. DraftKings Sportsbook is legit as fuck. They're based right here in the U.S. Your money is secure. Deposit and take out money at any time at your convenience. They got new odd boots and promotions every fucking day to help you make a little cash during these fucking depressing times. Now, do me a favor. Right now, for a limited time, the Church family, you get all new users get a sign-up bonus on $1,000. $1,000. You got to get in on this action. Download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code CHURCH. I don't know if you fucking heard me right now. You get a grand when you get to the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code CHURCH. That's right now. Who else is giving you a grand? You got to suck 10 dicks. And then maybe you get $1,000. All right? Only if DraftKings Sportsbook. And here's the part the lawyers make me say. You watch Law & Order, you know what the deal is. You must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only. Deposit requires a 25-time playthrough, and restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Let's talk on the serious side. You got a gambling problem? Come on. There's help. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or if you're in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT and tell them Uncle Joey sent you. But if you're all right, fuck it. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CHURCH, and let's fucking sling some dick and give out some bubblegum for fucking the falls here. You need some money. The Church is also brought to you by CBD Lion. Their mission, which I love, is to spread the knowledge and benefits of CBD and terpenes and how they can be used to help regulate and influence our endocannabinoid system. What does that mean? I got no fucking idea. That's how smart these motherfuckers are. If you go to their webpage, cbdlion.com, they're going to explain to you about CBD. They're going to talk to you about CBG, CBN, CBC. And then like that, you can make your own choices. But for you to go to some fucking wackadoo store, some guy that don't even know the national anthem. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know the national anthem. So stop it. Go to cbdlion.com. Whether it's the gummy bears, bat balls, lotion, the fucking sports tape, the fruit tinctures. I mean, listen, I use that cream. I mean, a skin cream. I use the tape. I use the gummies to go to sleep at night. I use tincture. The bath ball at least once a week. I take a nice bath one night after a rough way. Like I fell off the bike a couple days ago. That night I went there with the bath ball. I felt 100% better. CBDLion.com. Pressing code
CHURCH.
You can get 20% off on your first order. And since we're talking about loyalty here, I want to give our number one sponsor ever a shout out. On it. They've been with us since day one. I want to thank Aubrey and the rest of the crew down there. We're putting together tremendous products. You know me, dog. I'm picky. I don't want to sell you fucking God. So, when I'm down, when I got to write comedy, Alpha Brain for me gets me going. What's in it? I have no fucking idea. Again, I'm not a scientist. Go to onit.com and read it. But if you do get Alpha Brain and it doesn't work for you, you can keep the product and they give you your money back. To me, that's old school American type stuff. So, go to onit.com right now. Look at the great list of supplements. You've been telling yourself you want to get healthy. This is the way to start. Whether it's the hemp, whether it's enough. They got everything you need. Shroom Tech Sport, the New Mood, the tremendous, the jerky, the coconut almond bar. I mean, they're just great product, man. And I get stuff from them every month, and I try them, and I'm happy. So they were there for us first. So before you make a supplement purchase, please go to Onnit and look at the fine line of supplements they got. And now that that's out of the way, welcome to the last church. Kick this fucking mule, Lee.
Oh, shit.
It all starts fucking today, all right?
No more fucking excuses. This is the year of the fucking soldier. We're going in like fucking Marines, you understand me?
Welcome to church, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I don't know where to start on this one. All I could say is that it's been a hell of a journey. Today is August 31st, 2000, and this podcast started September 2nd, 2012.
That's wild.
When we started this podcast, we had no high hopes or no, it wasn't that we were going to go to the top and beat up fucking Mark Maron. Well, nothing about that stuff. We did it for an intention, and the intention was to let people know that you could fuck up and come back from the grave. And we went on there. We used to start at 6 in the fucking morning.
I know.
You know, and start and smoking edibles and smoking weed and doing edibles. And we'd leave there at 9 fucking. I was fucked up for the day, you know.
Remember, I had to cover the mixer with a tub because your cats would pee on the mixer. Look, it was your office.
We started in my fucking office. Then my wife came up pregnant. Then we moved it to Lee's office for a while. That was fantastic. And then we got thrown out of there. And then where'd we go? We went to the office on fucking Blunt Street over there where they almost killed us.
Right, with no AC and a black Christian like church group that thought we were smoking weed the entire time.
And we were hitting the vapor pen. They were like knocking on the door and shit. You'll see it on the sizzle reel Lee put together for you guys. We put a couple of nice gifts together for you guys. We just didn't leave you out in the cold. Dang. Then from there, we went to the crazy office up next to the In-N-Out up there. That was fucking nuts. That's where the rapist Ron Jeremy came in and played the harmonica. Oh. We had the pimp come in, Rudy. We had Stephen Bauer come in with a bottle of fucking 22 bottles of vodka. We had Angel Salazar doing bumps in there. I mean, that's where we did the famous Ari Acid podcast. You know, talk about a podcast that still people talk about. Three dudes doing a hit of acid. Duncan sent me a picture in the middle of it of some Mexican guy dancing with a pussy. He cut his dick off. I sent it to everybody. And only one person got mad at me, Joe Rogan. He's like, what the fuck is this shit? But it's been a journey. And the best part of this journey was getting to meet a lot of you people. From Jay Buschetti to Bob Lingus to Deborah, fucking Hubs is out of her fucking mind. You know, Cunningham, Scott. I mean, this is the weirdest connection that we have. I mean, we call on a computer and we talk to one another and we care for one another. My man V up in fucking Toronto, young kid, we talk all the time. I mean, there's some solid, good people on there, but listen. We're not going nowhere. We're still going to be on. I got to shut Facebook off for 2 weeks. It's probably off right now. You're saying Joey's not returning my things. No, man. I had to shut it off because on my iPad, I only have Twitter and Patreon. I'm going to focus on that one in Jersey, waiting to move into the house, which I should be moving into tomorrow right now. So
congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm pretty happy about that. But this has been a very great journey. And it's been great sitting here next to Lee, watching him grow in more ways than one, from the fruit juice diet to the, you know, to the many diets of Lee Syed. It has been an honor because I'll tell you what, Lee is a kid that he's nothing but heart, man. We put him through hell through this podcast. He was eating those. I mean, this kid never did nothing. He never did nothing. He never even snorted a chick's fart, and we got him in here eating 2,000 milligrams and fucking eating Jehovah Witness pills and whatnot, so he got banned from Vegas. Listen, people, him and the singer of Motley Crue are banned from Vegas. That's how high level Lee is. So when you think of Lee is pretty fucking high level. He took a lot of bullets for this podcast, and he really made it complete. It was a yin and yang type situation. Lee's naivety, you know, Lee being naive and me being the fucking street fucking priest that I am, it really led to a great combination. And, yeah, we had some ups and bumps, but we never gave up. You know, even when I read, you know, bad comments from you guys and stuff, I knew that you weren't being, I knew that you weren't being scumbags. You were being honest. So we upped our game along the way. We dropped off the shout outs. We lightened up on the weed and the edibles. We tried to give you the best experience that we could give you. I mean, we were getting up at 6 in the morning. We were basically making $100 a piece from one sponsor. We were doing it out of love for you guys that we found, you know. I found the solace here. I found peace here, you know. And I got that same piece on Patreon now because we got rid of a lot of those knuckleheads. It's very easy to do what you do, you know, once it becomes a job. And that's what happened here, guys. That I was fine, man. I was about to sell cars. I hooked up with Felicia. We started doing a podcast. I hooked up with Lee and started doing a podcast. And you really in life got to be careful what you wish for because it blew up from all different angles. You know, the road, you guys supported me on the road. And we were doing theater tours. And I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. I kept it straight in front of you guys, but I was very overwhelmed. You know, why would somebody want to take a picture with somebody who kidnapped somebody? That was always what was on my mind after shows. When you guys would come up to me and want to take a picture, I'm like, would you take a picture with a fucking convict? You know, but all these things were done through this microphone. You guys picked up certain things through this microphone. I picked up things from you from this microphone. I mean, dear friends, we have a buddy down in Austin with the rock and roll podcast.
Yeah, Bobby Sharon.
Bobby Sharon. You know, you got Greg and Lynn up in Seattle. I mean, we have dear friends that we've made. I don't know what happened to Dante Gazzini. He stopped writing letters. Fuck him. He didn't know. I was getting 10 letters a week. What do you want me to do? What am I, in prison, Dante? I'm going to read a letter every fucking week. He hunted me down, but he's a good man. He had a good heart.
We got Bergy.
Well, we got our fucking resident Armenian, Bergy, who was here last week. I threw him a fucking notebook. And I'm going to be sending out some stuff to Scott and Deborah and Bill. I mean, Bob and Jay. And we found some nice little relics here. But it has been just an experience. You know, I was an open micer in comedy. And I was an open micer in the podcast game. And you guys molded me into being a good podcaster, which meant a lot to me. You know, I didn't want to come here and, in Jimmy Schubert's words, give you a short shrift. That was never my intention. I came out here and I poured my heart to you and I told you the wrongs I had done. And I told them to you in a colorful way so they wouldn't hit you as hard. But no matter what you say, the wrongs had been done. And by me coming down here, you guys always say to me, hey, you helped me out of this weird situation. I was doing heroin. I was doing coke. Yeah, well, you guys helped me out because you helped me get my skeletons out of my closet. And that's big when you have that much trust. I had that much trust in you guys. I had that much trust in you, and I loved you that much, and I wanted you to know who the fuck I was from A to Z. See, most people in this town, they don't really want you to know who they are. They want you to know who they are for the hour that they're on the thing, and then they don't really let you know who they are. I let you know who I was. I let you know who you were in business with. We weren't in business. We had a mutual understanding. I would put two podcasts out a week, and you would listen to two podcasts out a week. Were they all good and funny podcasts? Nah. Were they tremendous podcasts? Not really. But I always gave you something to take from that. There was one thing you took from each podcast, whether it was to shine your shoes before an audition. You know, there's always something. I'm the master of little fucking things, writing letters to a judge, to writing letters. Throw people off. You know what I found really weird out of this situation? I'm getting hit by people in New York that I don't even know to do shows, to do podcasts. You know, welcome me first. Did you never sell a nickel bag before, you fucking idiots? Welcome me first, then invite me on to your show. we're living in just weird times, but we kept it solid for you. We kept it as real as we could for you, you know. We did a lot of drugs on the show. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. That fucking idiot in Chicago, he's eating Xanax. You should have come on the show a couple of nights. And that poor bastard's got COVID. Fuck him. Him and his cunt girlfriend could fucking die. And people are looking for him anyway. I had a bad rumor about that dude in Chicago. So if you know him, tell him to fucking leave town, because the fucking guy, Genie Brothers, are looking for him. That's the word on the street. He insulted somebody wrong. Not me.
He insulted everybody.
He insulted somebody wrong. And it does. I never understood what the fuck the whole thing was about. And for the people who went on board with him, I don't know what you're thinking. You know, you have to restructure your heart. You got to go talk to a priest.
I think that's what really, you were just talking about how you told all your negative stories. But for the most part, this entire podcast was very positive, and that's why I think we have so many great people around us who listened to it and came on, because, yeah, you told shitty stories or shitty parts of your life, but there's always a meaning behind it, or a lesson, or a reason. We weren't just telling it to get laughs.
No. I wanted to come from A to Z. I had done some stuff. You know, right now, listen, man, the toughest thing out of this move is I won't see Lee for a while and my uncle. You know, I had a semi-book deal with Audible. A tape surfaced of me saying something about 23 years ago that had no merit to it. They tried to throw witch water on it. They couldn't come up with nothing. I haven't been a freak since 1999. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough. 20 years, those people don't even remember what the fuck is a fuck. But I was here for you. Like, I told my stories. I wanted to let you know the animal you were dealing with. And then you guys came through for me when that shit happened. You told everybody to go fuck themselves. That you listen to the stories and you've heard the stories and you know that wasn't me at all for them to attack us. And it went nowhere and, you know, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not mad at anybody who was involved or pointed fingers. In fact, I pray for them. I pray for them and I learned a big lesson from it. But now, with the podcast, this really blew my mind. These last 3 weeks, knowing that I'd have to close this podcast, let me know how important you guys were to me. And again, some guys like, you're going to abandon me last night on Patreon. I'm not going to abandon you at all. I'm going to shoot some videos out the next couple of weeks. Let me move. Let me look at my basement. Let me figure it out. We can't come back with the same fucking stories. I can't do it. So I got to force my hand and come up with something different. I have a few ideas, but I really don't. Right now, my main concern is to move my family back, get them into the house, get her into school, do my couple days of shooting on The Sopranos, and then I'm back with you guys in some form of podcast or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know where my head is at. And that's it, and that's that, man. It's been a fucking journey and a half, you know? The comedy journey was great. You know, sleeping on Ralphie's floor, who was on this podcast many a time. I saw him rise to great things. I saw Josh Wolf rise to great things. I saw Rogan rise. I saw Tom Segura rise. I saw Sebastian Maniscalco rise. And I also saw myself rise. Don't ask me how I did it. I put my pants on one leg at a time like you guys, but it happened. And it was because of you guys and the support, you know. So, that's it and that's that. I wanted to keep it fucking short. No drama with you motherfuckers. We had a great time. And guess what? We're going to take a little breather and we're going to come back and do something else. And then Lee and I will do something fucking on Zoom once a month where we light each other on fire. We throw grenades at each other. He's going to throw a picture of me with him in the car. And I'm taking his picture, so when we do the Zoom, we're each in the room. So at least we all feel it. It'll be free, no charge. You know, we'll do it on the fucking arm. It's on the arm, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep you guys, just to let you know we didn't forget about you. and you could check up on Lee's progress and what he's up to and whatnot. It was really great. The music, the conversations, the going back and forth with you guys, the going to the different cities 2 and 3 times and seeing you at the shows. It was something that I never, ever, 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 ever imagined, you know. Again, if you learned anything from this story, remember that. One, be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And two, but if you fucking work hard, man, and you're really passionate about something you love, if you're fucking passionate. Guys, I was sitting there the other day, and I can't tell you how much fun I was having in this town from 97 to about 2005. Once I saw Behind the Curtain with The Longest Yard, it kind of jaded me a little bit. I had no way to move up doing comedy. It fucked me up. But just the chance for me to get on that set for 17 weeks meant the world to me. You have no idea how I bamboozled a bunch of cast and directors and shit into putting me all in movies. You know, next time you're bored, look up Joey Diaz IMDb and look at all those TV shows and all those movies. I tricked a lot of fucking people, okay? A lot of people. I don't know what talent, what would I play the flute? I don't know nothing. So I had a great run. SAG is fucking us now. They're taking away our insurance and all this shit. I don't even give a fuck. I expected it from SAG. That's a complete different story. That's got nothing to do with you guys. But I was an open micer in comedy, and it was a struggle. And I was an open micer in podcasting, and it was a struggle. But I got my legs out from under me, and we ended up a top fucking 40 podcast. And we were there in the top 40 in the comedy realm every fucking goddamn week. And that was partly us, but that was also partly because of you guys. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day on Monday and Wednesday. I knew that. I knew that if I was going to take an hour from you, I had to give you an hour of something. And a lot of you have taken it. I've gotten a lot of emails lately, and a lot of you didn't get it. But mostly a lot of you, one of these conversations sparks some curiosity in your lives, and you change a portion of your life, and that means the world to me, because I'd love to tell you how I changed my life from prison to getting here. I just don't know what it was. It was really my love for comedy. My love for comedy and the love to pay back my friends for the love they had given me growing up was my motivator. I didn't want my friends to say, he went out to California and failed like anybody else. You know what? I didn't turn out Dave Chappelle, but I never came out here to be Dave Chappelle. I just came out here to become a man through comedy, and that's exactly what I became. So I want to thank you for checking me, because you had to make me. You just can't talk the talk. You guys made me walk the walk, you know. Today I felt like death on the antibiotics, but I still had to go lift weights. And she asked me at one point, do you want to stop? And I kept lifting for you people to let you know that, you know, you're doing your work and I'm doing mine, and together we're going to end up in a great realm. Lee, I don't know if you want to say anything to these fucking people, or you just want to sit there in your little THC heaven now.
No, it's all I can say is thank you. To Joey, I said this to him, and it's surprisingly one of his favorite things, and it's true. I've been here for a decade, and the most honorable and respectful person that I worked with is a dude who went to prison for kidnapping a dude with a machine gun. He's always been very fair with me and made me feel like part of your family. So thank you. And I just looking back at it, it's just so cool. Like, this is definitely the coolest I'll ever be. I don't know what's going to happen next, and hopefully I'll have a great life.
You're going to have a great life. You're going to take care of yourself. You're going to learn from this experience. And in 3 months, you're going to call me. And hopefully by then the corona will be gone and all this bullshit. And we could do something. I'm really, really going to miss you.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
My wife and I discussed that you had become like a stepson to us, so we're really, really going to miss you. We hope we get to say goodbye to you before you leave on Sunday. And before I cry on camera, let me do a quick edible. Before I cry on camera, I want to leave you guys with a gift. The Pauly Shore Podcast. I love you guys. This was a treat. We were going to save this for someday. Now you're going to get to see it live and in fucking color. The Missing Pauly Shore Podcast, which we wouldn't put up. We promised them, but now all bets are off. COVID means fuck the pinky fucking thing. All bets are off. I love you guys. Watch this. We're going to come back, read the ads, give you a formal goodbye, and enjoy this. Kick this meal, Lee. What's happened?
Nothing. Thanks
Welcome
for having
me. Welcome, Pauly Shore, my main man, Lee Syatt, the Jewish tank of debt. And my main man showing up tonight, Pauly Shore. What's up, my brother? Always a pleasure to see you.
Your hand's pretty sweaty, bro.
Oh, my God. You're in the fucking
No, this
house.
Is good.
You got to, you know, you got to stay psyched up. Yeah. That's what it's all about. You got to be fucking energetic.
First of all.
Yes,
before
sir.
We get started, I don't want to like, I don't want to, what's the word? I don't want to, I don't want to, you know
I don't want to, you didn't even do any
bomb heads. Listen, no. I don't want to direct this interview. This is your interview. But before you direct me, because this is your thing on me, I want to congratulate you for all your success.
Thank you.
And I say that from the bottom of my heart.
I know
because,
you do.
Because I've seen you from the beginning.
From the beginning.
And I can see that Joe helped you out a lot. And
Joe,
and the store and everyone.
Your mom.
Everyone in... And I know you're wrapped. Not I don't want to say wrapped up, but you're happening now. This is good. Before you weren't.
No.
Before you weren't.
But I was on my way because
yeah. But now
store.
You are, and it's fucking awesome.
Yes.
And that's why when great. I see you, I'm so happy for you.
When
congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, bro.
When
for
we
sure.
Spoke, when we spoke, yeah. You said something to me that really put me over the top on the phone. You didn't know it. You said something, and you said, "Mom," you know, and I got off the phone. And I thought about what you had said, something, Mom, and I thought about your mom for a long time that weekend for a couple of days, you know, because she hasn't been at the store for a few years.
Yeah.
So it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Are you going to play the sad music now, bro?
No.
Is he going to play?
No, but it's funny.
Sweaty fucking meatball in the corner. Play the sad fucking
music.
No, there's no sad music
here.
I know, I'm just
saying.
What's fucking crazy is that?
But no, it's sad to talk about it.
No, not at all. This is a happy story, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I got locked up, Paulie. I got locked up. I went to prison. I came out. I'm in a fucking halfway house. And you're on MTV, okay? And somewhere along the line, I watched Andrew, and I decide, I don't know nothing about nothing. I decide I want to try comedy.
And you didn't watch, I wasn't the one that motivated
it
you?
Was
what
you,
the fuck?
Andrew.
I thought you
just a bunch of
he
people.
He just said Andrew motivated that,
No. I saw you.
Fucking Blueberry talk
Andrew,
to me.
You, Andrew, just a bunch of guys.
No,
I Kennison, you know, that I liked. And Richard Pryor, you know, I liked since I was a kid. And then I got the ball, I got nerves, and I went up on stage. And I went up the first time at Ed Nichols' place.
This is East Coast?
This is 1991, Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
I got up on stage. Ed Nichols sees me.
He goes, Who's Nichol?
Ed Nichols is one of the owners of the Comedy Works at the time.
Okay.
An old school comic with George McKelvey and all those guys. I come back like 2 weeks later. I get on stage again. And he goes, you know what, man? Your material sucks, but your presence is really, really good. And he goes, has Mitzi Shore ever seen you?
Mm.
Right? So that was the first plan, okay? Now, I'm watching you guys. I don't know nothing about the Comedy Store. I know nothing that it exists. I know nothing. And then there's a contest at the Comedy Works, and I come in second. But the next day, it's discovered that the guy that won first prize stole the jokes from Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
So I automatically become the first prize winner. And the first prize is to perform for Mitzi Shore at the Comedy Store on a Sunday night, a hotel room at the Hyatt, Three weeks after that, I get thrown out of the Comedy Works, so the prize goes away.
So I'm like, I'm never going to get to meet this Mitzi everybody tells me about. And this went on for years. Steve Sciarippa pulled me aside, and he goes, the Mitzi Shaw Sr., Steve McGraw, all these comics.
Yeah, but how long were you doing stand-up? Yeah.
A year. And people come up to me and go,
started late. How old are you now?
54.
So 54. So you haven't been doing it. You're like Kirk Fox.
I started when I was 32 or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty late. Yeah.
28.
Yeah, you're like Dean Del Rey.
Yeah, 28.
Dean Del Rey started late, yeah.
No, Dean Del Rey started late. I started in 91.
That's when you started.
That's when you started. Yeah. Started late, so.
Stop fucking looking at me like that, dude. You're freaking me out. I'm sorry.
Throughout this whole
time. You know what I'm saying, this fucking guy?
No, throughout this whole time, you know, then I meet Angel Salazar, and then I meet all these comics.
Jack Perdue.
And they're like, it's Mitzi Shaw Sr. Yeah. And at that time, I didn't live in L.A. And I'm like, first off, I'm not going to move to L.A. to chase this fucking woman. Mm. And number two, I'm not good enough to walk into the fucking store. Mm. So that was the end of that. Mm. Like, by this time, I had read the Kennison book in 96, and I had gotten a little bit more. I knew about the Kennison, and I knew about the Comedy Store, and I got your history, and Andrew's history, and Richard Pryor's history. And this you know, when you're when you're an open mic and you don't live in California, the grand prize is the Comedy Store Improv or Laugh Factory. Mm-hmm. When you're traveling on the road to
what's
all these,
the order though? What's the best?
It's the Comedy Store Improv.
Is the
and
best
Laugh Factory.
One? What's the best one?
Well, that was always for me. People always pointed me to the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was going to be the Comedy Store. I got into town on a Monday at 6 o'clock, and I was at the Comedy Store at 9 o'clock. And Wheels got me up at like midnight. Don Barris was hosting. It was an open mic on a Monday night, and Wheels got me up. And then I called Scott Day. Doug Stanhope recommended me. A few other people. And then Scott Day called me one day. He goes, listen, you got to wait 6 months. It's a 6 month.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
After she saw you?
No. I never seen Mitzi Shaw. Right. Never saw. I saw pictures in books and old magazines and shit like that. And then I got a call from Scott at 6 o'clock on a Friday. And he goes, listen, two people fell out. If you're available, you're there. I got here January 29th. And I became a regular February 19th. That's how fast it was. It was 3 weeks. 3 weeks and I was a regular. There was no comeback in 3 weeks. I went up there. I walked off. She goes, can you do 3 minutes? I said, yeah. She goes, come back next week and do 10. Yeah. I did 10 and that was it.
Yeah.
I came back. She gave me a spot on Monday. I got bumped by Eddie Griffin. I didn't quit. He did 4 hours. I still didn't quit. And I'm happy I never fucking quit. And then... So it was kind of weird. My mother died at an early age. And when I got to the store, she used to call me Fat Baby. But the beauty is...
My mom called you Fat Baby.
Fat Baby.
Yeah,
she wouldn't even call me to my face. She put on the fucking lineup. So I have a bunch of lineups at the house.
Oh, that's cool.
That say Fat Baby on them. Like old lineups from the main room that say, you know, Paul Mooney, Fat Baby. So it was just kind of weird.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about it because it's very personal for me. Do you understand?
The store or...
Everything.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the whole thing, mom being sick is a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
It's a fucking nightmare. And it's been really hard, and I don't like to really talk about it. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I'm very sensitive about it. You know, she's been sick, and everyone's looking at the store like it's going so great. It's like my mom's there just because she's physically not there. She's watching all of us. Do you understand?
Yes. And I believe it, too.
And she put her wand on that place, on that building. And it's just this circular, fun energy, you know. Now that there's great management in there and it's stepped up to the, you know, 21st century or whatever, and everyone's got great social media and everyone's loving, you know, everyone's kind of everyone's hugging each other and that's her, you know. And it's sad that she can't see it, you know. Like, that's like she created that college environment, you know. Everyone, that's how it's always been.
Well, I'm a failure because I stayed in college for 20 years, Doug.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you said. I mean, it's a good feeling. Fucking years. I'm 54 years old, and I've been at the store for 20 years as a regular. And let me tell you something, Paulie. When I got to this town, I never thought nothing was going to amount to nothing. I thought I'd be an extra once or twice, and I'd quit after 6 years and just move to New York and sell coke or something. It was the store that really kept me here, because every time I felt down, every time I didn't go to Montreal... Every time I didn't get that, it didn't really matter. It didn't matter. I'm part of the fucking Marines of comedy. We're the ones that come in when everybody else fails. They drop us out of a helicopter at fucking 3 a.m. And if you think I'm and if you think I'm fucking lying to you,
see what this fucking talking about.
This is
Lee, motherfucker.
This is how I felt.
You had Doug Herzog right there, and you fucking dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball.
This is how I felt since day one. Anytime I have a problem in an audition, or anytime I have a problem with people, I go, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter because I'm a Marine. Doesn't really matter.
Well, you're
when everybody else fails in comedy and all this shit. Look at all the people.
Yeah, but, yo, dude, you got to give yourself a little bit more credit. Number one, at the end of the day, you're talented. Number two, you work hard and you're good at what you do. So you were going to hit whether it was the store or whether it was acting or whatever. It's like you're a talented dude. Like.
Yeah, but
talent. Talent. Fucking, it lasts.
A lot of people have talent here. The store.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Military style.
Like mentally,
I get it, but you're also talented.
I know tons of people that have said they've gone to the store, they did a spot, and they can never go back there. It was too dark, or it was the schedule was running late, or I've never felt that way about the store. When I walked into the store, I was at home, and when I walked into the store, it wasn't the store that it is today, Paulie Shore. It was completely fucking different. Tuesday nights had 3 people in the original room. Wednesdays, you had 55. Thursdays, if you had 100, you were like, Jesus fucking Christ. They weren't having 6 fucking shows a night there when I first started. They're barely having 2. They were barely having the main room and the original room.
I was there.
And it's really just, that's what it's done for me. Anytime my confidence got low, I go, you know what? Let me tell you something, bitch. You try following.
Why are you laughing now?
Because he knows. He knows my attitude about it. That anytime anybody's giving me a hard time, I said, listen, let me explain something to you. I had to follow Paul Mooney.
I thought you were going to say Pauly Shore. What the fuck, Lee?
That's where I thought he was going too. I'm sorry, I'm on your side, Pauly. I had no idea.
I had to follow Paul Mooney for a fucking year and a half at midnight.
I remember.
And he'd walk off stage and there'd be 6 people left in the fucking room.
Yeah.
And that's how you learn how to become a comic. Yeah. And that's the magic of your mother. She knew. When you went to your mother and I said, don't ever put me in the fucking main room again, man. That place blows. Just keep me in the original room. Next Friday and Saturday, I was in the main room following Dom Herrera. She knew I hated following Dom Herrera.
Yeah.
She didn't give a Frenchman's fuck. She put me in the main room. I remember driving down there going, why am I going down there? Why would she do this to me? Mm. To be where I am today. Mm-hmm.
To put you through it, yeah.
To put me fucking through it. You're right. She put her wand on that place. Yeah. You're very white, yeah. Right? And people walk in there, they get touched by her.
Yeah.
Everybody who's in there now.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying. Yeah, it's like would people be there have now. To give a fucking everything. They trust me. I love the staff. I love what's going on. It's amazing. But they wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for her and what she did.
How many years is that place
been? But do you understand what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah.
I mean,
fuck yeah. She's the one that kicked the fucking door down and taught everybody else how to run the fucking
exactly.
game.
And she always said, she just says, don't fuck with anything. That's all she said to me. Just leave it alone.
How did we get food at the store? That was her number one no-no.
I think it was my brother and Dean.
They can't eat. They can't laugh if they're eating.
Yeah, she probably, wouldn't want food, but whatever. It's not like a big meal thing. Yeah.
No, it's an amazing place, man. And it's who I am. And that's when they bury me, I'll have a uniform on and there'll be a sticker on the side that said Comedy Store Marine. What do you want to do, bitch? What do you want to do, bitch?
Fucking chest.
What are you doing to him, Lee? You massaging his leg or something? No, you know he's got shorts on. He doesn't like when people rub his legs. Yeah. What are you doing, Lee?
His legs are. I can't help it.
I can't be right.
Look at those calves.
Dude, are you fucking. What the fuck, Lee?
How old were you the first time you walked in there? You grew up in there, pretty much.
Well, she started in 1972. So I was 4. I got pictures. I mean, I was there. It was. That's where I've been my whole life, yeah.
And at that time, she had that one in Westwood. Like, I never went to Westwood or nothing like that.
No, it was, she had the Westwood wasn't, it was her and my dad at the store on Sunset. The Westwood one didn't start for a while.
At the beginning, who was there?
This is getting intense, bro.
It is getting intense.
Yeah, get closer to the mic. Get closer to the mic. And you'll be away from him. He won't touch your leg. If you get close to the mic.
This is getting so intense, dude. I didn't know this was like my Barbara Walters comedy store.
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
You want to talk about all that shit?
We throw about down about anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't want to talk about the whole time.
Yeah. No, you know, we'll just tell me shit about shit.
Yeah. We'll get into it. She started in 72 with him, and then they got the divorce. She took it over. He took off, and she started, you know, and then it all hit right then.
And who was down there at that time, Paul?
Well, when my dad was Red Fox, Pat McCormick, Lenny Schultz was there. Who else was there? Fuck, dude. I don't know. You gave me one of those things. What?
Jesus Christ, Lenny Schultz.
Lenny Schultz, yeah. The best. He was my favorite. Yeah, I just talked to him like, what was it? I don't know, like a couple months ago.
Where is he?
Florida.
And he's not.
Danny Johnson, Gary Muledeer. Who else? Tim Thomerson. Sandra Bernhardt. Obviously, Robin. Oops, sorry. Craig T. Nelson was there.
And you were going to fucking school. Like a regular fucking kid, and seeing this shit in the afternoon and at night, all these people.
The way it worked is that, I'll tell you how it worked. My brother Peter, he went to Fairfax on what is it, Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Yeah, he went to Fairfax on Hollywood. Dude, those fucking things you gave me are. I can't speak with them.
I told you, it's fucked tremendous. Up,
dude. I did like barely any. I did a half a one.
You want another one?
No, I all don't. Right. I can't fucking speak.
That's good.
I'm gonna fucking seriously, dude. No,
I saved your life, Paul. You were gonna take a whole purple one.
That's true.
I did.
See? He looks out. He looks out for the fucking tribe.
So. Oh my god.
They have to make a yellow one like a gold Jewish star. Oh,
please,
David.
Please.
So are we talking about my bar mitzvah? What are we talking about? Are we talking about my bar mitzvah last? What? Oh no, my brother Peter, he got robbed at Fairfax High. And he went and complained to my mom, and then she said she's gonna get a house in Beverly Hills, because our house on Doheny was not in Beverly Hills. It was in West Hollywood Hills. So in order for us to go to Beverly Hills school, she had to physically buy a house in Beverly Hills. So that's kind of how it was. So then we would go to like a Beverly Hills school because back in the 80s, like people were getting bussed in and shit. You know what I mean? It was like more rough at the schools at like Fairfax and Hollywood High. Yeah. We got to do this again when I haven't done one of those things.
No, you always got to do one of these things.
When no, I don't have to do shit. I can't concentrate.
This is the voodoo lounge. You know?
I know, but it's like,
how old were you the first time you got on stage, dog?
Oh my god. The first time was Argus in La Jolla, like in the 70s.
So how old were you, man?
I don't know, it's like this.
Really?
Yeah. Argus was he used to do this thing called what was it, Pooh Boy here at the Crosby Ranch. We love to pick oranges. Shame we can't pick our children. Remember? Yeah. Pooh Boy. Sorry, here. We just love to pick oranges. Shame we can't pick our children. Look at Nathaniel boy here. Nathaniel boy, come up here. And then he brought me up to the mic. Say something, Nathaniel. Say something. And I go on the mic. I say, suck my dick. I said, everyone went quiet because they thought that maybe I said that. They said for me to. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. But they didn't. That's why I can't finish this sentence because of those things.
What things?
The fucking starfish you gave me, cunt.
Stars of death.
Yeah. Those aren't cool.
That's what, you want the other half?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't finish the sentence.
They're like therapy. No, you save a buck and a half, you take one of those. You just go home and talk to yourself.
No, I just like to be more lucid.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I figured I'd loosen you up a little bit.
No, I don't need that shit to be loosened. It fucks me up.
You never went to college.
Now you're fucking laughing at me.
No, not at you. I would never laugh. It's just a random question.
You never went to college?
A lot of people never went to
your college.
No, here's what the best was. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
So in 12th grade. See, this is why I can't finish my sentence.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Just got to help me through.
I got you.
We're in the 12th grade.
Dude, Dude, it's fucking hot in here on top of that
No,
shit.
It's not hot. It's all hot? Your mind. No.
Okay. So 12th grade, everyone started going to college, right? Or no, getting ready to go to college.
We're in 12th grade getting ready to go to college.
I need a break, too.
Nah, open that door. Open
that door. I'm going to get some fresh air.
Get some air in here. Shit.
It's hilarious.
Oh, three
oh
down.
My God.
We got a home, Benjamin, Sarah Tia.
This is the quickest one
and
yet.
Now Paulie Shaw. It never ends, people. Now you can't get out. Oh, here we go. Look, you came in here with.
God, I need some fresh air.
Oh.
Dude, where's the air conditioner in this place?
It is on. It's on.
Really?
It's on, yeah. Yeah.
It's, right coming out right
it's just those stars.
It's the stars, too.
You got to drink some water and take the other half. It'll cool
no,
you down.
Good.
No, take the other half. You'll be fine. Trust me. Hilariously sad.
So, 12th grade.
Okay.
Everyone.
Getting ready to go to college. I'm trying to help. I'm just.
I remember that part. Now I just have
okay.
to form a sentence.
All right.
So 12th grade, everyone started. Well, first of all, repeat the fucking question.
I don't know what the fucking question was. What are you bothering me?
You
for?
Never went to college.
No, you never went to college. You never went to college.
Never went to college. Yeah, I went to MTV College. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So it was basically when everyone was. You have to invite me back at a normal time when I'm not this.
Don't worry about nothing.
Yeah. Just can talk. I come?
Yeah,
can I
sure.
come back normal?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
then you
can
next
compare
week.
The two videos?
Sure, next week.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Tomorrow, mañana.
Oh,
so
my
you went
God.
To MTV College. That's
yeah,
why
so I was on MTV while everyone else was in college. That's kind of the timing.
How many years did you work for MTV?
Mm. 90, well, I was on every day, like, throughout the whole time. See, they're trying to get us, dude.
What was that?
That was some fireworks.
Well, oh, all right. That's
no,
all
it's
right.
fine.
Chinese people.
Yeah, it's fine. I was on there from 90 to 96.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But then there was times after that, too, doing different things.
They paid for the house.
Excuse me?
They paid for the house.
They paid for the house?
Sure.
Which house?
Who knows? You were on there for 6 fucking years. You had to make a couple dollars. I'm
yeah.
just saying you paid for the first house. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
At least you're not on the couch. Most people just lay down.
Really? Vertical.
Yeah, they just go horizontal and say, wake me up. Wake me up when it's over. This is like Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare. You want the other half?
I'm good.
All right, you want to let's see a couple more, Lee, out of respect. It's Saturday night. It's an Indian
Sunday.
Holiday.
Sunday night.
Whatever.
Still, you're just in.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't know if we should be taking any more.
Why?
Yeah, definitely not.
Why? What's the problem? You're fine. He don't want no more. He don't need no more. He's just relaxing right now, aren't you? It's a beautiful thing. See, you come on. You can't go nowhere. You can't drive.
I'm not trying to go anywhere. I'm
so
good.
You can sit. Talk, tell us stories, whatever you like.
I just can't form a sentence.
Sure you can.
I could barely. I could barely. Try asking me again.
Was it like crazy? Because I don't know your story, Paulie, really. Like, what was it like touring
See,
in the 80s and 90s? Like,
you gotta remember one thing, Paulie. He's 28. 60% of the people listen to this show don't know. They don't know. They don't remember the real MTV. They
I know,
don't know
I'm
that
sorry.
It was 24-hour music and that you were the fucking guy that let them into fucking the 90s. They don't know. Mm. They don't know the old... They know the only thing they know on MTV is 16-year-olds getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And something else. They don't know... And the generation before his knows... those two guys that used to giggle.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. Before Beavis and Butthead, it was fucking Paulie Shaw live. No bullshit. That's what a lot of these people don't understand. You know, everybody who comes
it's
on.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. Every yeah. two or three people who come on this podcast, the Comedy Store always comes up because yeah. they're comics that perform there and we have our love for it. And, you know, it's just really weird to have you on here. And people want to know, you were there the first couple of years. You were there the formative years. You were there with, I mean, it's been a fucking, I asked you when you came in, where's the fucking book? Mm. You know, where's the fucking book of... Mm. You know, I would write like an Aerosmith type book, Your Eyes and then get Argus to write two chapters of what he saw and Andrew to write. It'd be fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fucking place, man. I mean, it was for me.
I understand.
I didn't go there for 7 years for personal fucking reasons. I never got banned or nothing. I just didn't get along with the guy that was there, and I didn't want to disrespect Mitzi Shore and throw somebody out of a fucking window there. So I figured I might as well stay out of the place. And then one day I was watching Being There with Peter Sellers, and God spoke to me.
Mm.
And said, you got to go home, son. And I went home, and everything changed after that. You know what I'm saying? You could do comedy anywhere else. Nothing sharpens your skills like that fucking comedy store. I only go down there twice a week now. You know that, Paulie, right? Like, that's my own personal band. Twice a week at the comedy store because I'm too fucking old. I don't want to be walking around like the old
man.
No,
you have a kid.
Mm-hmm. No, not because of the fucking kid. I'm on the road. I do the podcast two nights a week. You know what I'm saying? You got to switch it up. Lee, it's fucking 4th of July week. It's red, white, and blue.
It's still not.
It's over 4th of July.
Yeah, that's why we got some over. We got some nice little...
Look, it's stuck to your hand. No.
Dude, how have you eaten like 20 of those?
Because we don't give a fuck. That's the 4th of July. Oh, so...
Oh, my God.
Where did it go? Oh, there it is.
It's right there.
Lee, you going to do that?
He has no choice. It's Sunday
That's
night.
That's hilarious.
This is what we do here. This is what we... That one went on the floor. Don't worry about nothing. Leave it there. The ant will get it.
You're throwing them. That's like when I throw a frisbee. It just goes like in any direction. And what's going on? Why are they so sticky? Stop throwing.
Because they're icky.
Will you stop? Like,
it's over there. It's right in there.
It got stuck to my computer.
Perfect. Jesus Christ. That's even better. You won't taste it going down. It's warm.
Oh, this is a bite out of it. This is...
You guys want me to stay? I'm confused.
Yeah, I want you to stay.
See, I don't think you want me to stay.
I don't want you to go anywhere.
We love you, dog, but just talk to the mic so the people at home can hear you. There you go, yo. Look at the fucking... You want us to get you a pizza or anything?
No.
You want to eat the other half?
I'm good.
You should eat the other half.
No, you just got to ask me questions, bro. Stop fucking pushing your drugs on me.
I'm not pushing drugs on you. I just want you to be comfortable.
Yeah, it is. Those are drugs.
Listen.
And I'm right here, and you're pushing them on me.
You ever go on, you've been on all those big-time shows. They don't offer kidding, you nothing to relax. Yeah. They don't give you a Xanax. I'm giving you a Star of Death to make you relax. Look at this.
Oh, this is like liquid already.
Fucking choke.
Look at this poor bastard.
Oh, my God.
He's over there puking and shit.
Oh, God, that was like liquid.
But it tastes good, right? Oh. I'm going to eat like 10 more of those blue ones.
Stop eating them.
Did you eat both of them?
My friend's doing this weekend? Let me fucking speak for a second.
I'm sorry.
What are your friends doing this weekend?
Fuck, Lee.
God
listen to me. Listen to me, you fucking cocksucker.
What are they doing?
No, it's good. It's good. No, he's doing the ayahuasca. You know what that is?
Yes.
Have you done that?
No.
I heard that's fucking gnarly, dude.
So what does it do to you? Talk to me. Break it down.
So you have to, first of all, not drink or eat anything, any alcohol or any sugars and stuff like that for like a week or two. What, dude, I tell the story, you turn away?
No, I'm getting water first.
But you got to concentrate if I'm speaking to you, bro.
I'm listening.
Do you see how I pushed?
No.
I couldn't see anything. I'm very sorry.
I just want to turn around and get water. Go ahead.
You're a heckler, bro. Right? He's heckling me.
I would never let anyone heckle. I'm the bouncer. I'm also the bouncer. Oh, boy.
God.
So, you're not supposed to eat or drink anything leading up to it. And then you go out there and you fucking do this peyote type shit. It's like tea or some shit, right? And then you just start fucking freaking out, dude, for like, I don't know, a while, you know?
And where do you have to go?
And then you like, no, you just like, I don't know, you cry.
Is he in San Diego?
It's all over. Yeah, I mean, my friend did it at Upstate New York. Did Upstate New York, and he also, and then he did it here, too.
Well, look, I could save you the plane fare. You could do it right here in the Voodoo Lounge. I'll give you 3 of those stars. You'll start sweating and freaking out.
I am
on
half a star.
Tomorrow morning, you'll wake up, you'll be a fucking new man. This is how I cope through life. I eat these at night. I wake up tomorrow morning, the tape starts all over again. You know what I'm saying? If you have a bad day, you eat 10 more fucking stars.
Starting to get nervously.
Why are you getting nervous?
Don't be nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
No, because my car's out there in the parking meter.
That's fine.
I didn't put enough.
There's no meter.
There's no meter. It's Sunday. Oh, shit, it's the Lord's Day. It's the fucking Lord's Day.
Kidding.
Relax. You're going to pull my
kidding.
Old trick.
I'm fucking around.
Now, where's Paulie Shore today? What's Paulie Shore doing today? What's he about?
Again, dude. A lot of fucking...
Paulie Shore was a fucking...
A lot of questions.
Paulie Shore was a fucking man of many women in the old days. Hanging out. I used to go up there. You'd be up there with Tommy Lee, a couple broads hanging out. Where's fucking Paulie Shore today? Is he married? Do you have a wife, a girlfriend? What's going on with you?
I go to the Korean... I can try to say this without laughing. I go to the Korean bathhouse a lot.
Okay. And what's it? You go down there with Bobby Lee? He shows you around? What happened? I don't know. Since when do you fucking hang out with Koreans? I don't fucking know.
You asked me, what the fuck is Pauly Shore today? I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but how did
you get... And you start laughing at my first fucking answer.
No, but how did you get introduced to Korean fucking bathhouses?
Yeah, Bobby Lee.
And what do they do?
I used to go to the Russian bathhouse.
And what? How they pull you over from the Russians?
Well, first of all, I'm obsessed with Asians.
Okay.
So you asked me more about me.
Okay.
I love Asians. They're fucking
don't
shit.
Don't worry about that.
You said that's the Philippines, bro. They're coming to get us. don't spit up on me, man.
So where's the Korean bathhouse at?
I'm not telling you the exact location.
All right.
And because I don't want your callers listeners to come and see me naked with Asian guys.
What happens in there?
Well, you go in. So I walk in. I actually have a membership.
Okay.
So I bought it for the whole year. So I don't have to pay. Right? So I already, so I go in. I give it to the lady. And the second I see her, I say, Sona, Sona, Sona. And she just looks at me like she wants to kill me. Sona, Sona, right? And I go, oos, oos. And then she gives me my key. I always say 2, 4, 6, or 8 because those are the top ones. Get put down below because you got these Asian dudes' fucking penises and shit. You know what I mean?
So you go to the sauna by yourself?
Always.
And how?
Sometimes I see Bobby Lee there, though.
No, you don't.
I swear on my mom, really. Yeah, and I see him. He walks in, and I see him, and I go Chinese that loud, like in front of all these Asians. Chinese. Now, they all look around. Yeah, it's now, the best.
After the sauna, what do they do to you? Do they rub you down? Do they give you a facial? Do they rub your
feet?
If
you want, you can get a scrub.
Okay.
You know, an Asian dude scrubs all the dead skin off you.
Okay.
Or you go upstairs and you get a real massage, not a jerk off massage. Like, they have the pole and the fucking, you know what I mean? And they play, they get their iPhones out and they have Asian fucking apps, music, and it's just, you know, that type of shit. And then they fucking, they're like, on a pole, you know, the poles.
And they walk on
they
your
walk
back
on your
and
back.
Shit.
Yeah, and they fucking, that type of shit. It's the best.
No Korean women there hot?
Giving no, you they're like older. You don't do that over there.
Okay. No, I thought, I didn't know if it was legit to quit. I didn't know.
No. And then you go in, you clean off, and then there's a hot pool, and then there's two different steam rooms. There's like a eucalyptus type steam room, and then there's like a wooden sauna. So you go into the hot, then you go into the saunas.
That's dry.
And then you shower off, and then from there you go into the cold plunge. Go into the cold plunge. And you start yelling, sauna, you start doing the whole thing. And then you chill. And then you go do it a couple times and you leave.
How many times you go over there a week?
At least 5.
Jesus.
Yeah. You asked me what I do.
Are you still on the road?
Well, Joey, I think I'm partly still on the road.
A little bit? A lot?
Yeah. No, this summer I'm just chilling.
The summer, you don't like the summers. We were talking about
It's too hot. And
you like the winters like me. January, get me the fuck out of here. There's nothing going on here anyway. Buffalo needs you. Charlotte needs you.
They don't need me. They need you. You're the hot number.
They need Pauly Shore up in that motherfucking New Jersey and all those places. Then you slow it down. You hit a couple San Jose's, maybe a couple Tempe's. You take the summer off. Then you kick back up in fucking September. That's a smart way to do it, Pauly. I only have like 2 or 3 weeks in the summer. I don't like the humidity either. I got a one-nighter.
Well, I'm just kind of working on some stuff, so I want to be in town.
Have you guys ever had
what stuff are you working on? Thought you'd never ask. Can I say some of the stuff I'm working on?
Not really.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's not cool.
What were you saying, Lee?
I was saying, did you guys ever have to do, like, when you were starting out, have to do, like, Florida in July? Like, because you were talking about, those places. Whatever.
Just as your picture is on the wall, dude.
Fuck, I did Jacksonville in July.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's right. I can't
because it's like 100 and then there's humidity.
And the whole highlight is the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet on Friday, which is they give you a card on the way out. There's a 50-50 chance that you might make it home or you might fucking die. I've worked everywhere. It don't fucking matter. Unbelievable, Paul.
Make sure you have a camera right on me on this angle right here. Right. Can you do it? Like this?
Get closer to the mic, goddammit.
No, I'm trying to get the visual.
What fucking
There's
visual?
There's a fucking camera right there. That shit's going on YouTube tomorrow. I want to make sure he's on my fucking close-up.
You are?
I look at you and I remember the MTV. And I look at you and I can't. Like I said, it's 20 years of my fucking life. It's, I was a criminal ballie. So for me to walk around the Comedy Store, it's a fucking pleasure. I walk around and I still look around and I go, I can't believe I'm still fucking here.
Mm.
And now here
you are. How bad of a criminal were you?
I just, I was into drugs and shit. I wasn't really a criminal. I was just doing drugs, All those years you read about, it's like I tell people, when you find out, like, my mom smoked pot, my mom did blow. When I was on the fence about doing drugs, your hero got high. So fucking I'll get high, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then in comedy, my heroes got high. So I got fucking high. It was the same.
You know you kind of look like Al Sharpton.
Do I? A little bit. That's what happens when you eat those stars, Doug. See, who needs ayahuasca when I give you two of these fucking things? And all of a sudden I start looking like Al Sharpton. Ain't that a fucking kick in the balls?
A half of one. Imagine what two would make you look like.
Yeah, can you imagine? My face would melt in front of you, dog, if you ate two of those fucking stars. Uh-huh.
What's in them?
Everything. Good. It's like really? Snapple. They're like Snapple. That's their fucking ad.
We should start adding like those little facts to the star packages.
That's like fucking Snapple right there. Everything good. No side effects. Your hair's not going to fall out tomorrow. You're not going to feel groggy in the morning. All you need is a little fucking coffee and your tip-top Magoo. You're ready to salute the flag. Go to the Comedy Store, see what time it is, whatever the fuck. And that's it, Paulie Shore. Now talk to me about this documentary a little bit. That everybody says is fucking fantastic. When was it released?
It's my turn to speak.
Yes, sir.
See how he turned it around on me?
He did.
That was good.
that was sneaky of him.
Sorry. Oh, my God. We shot in Wisconsin.
All right.
Yeah.
What was it, a concert footage?
It was traveling through the Midwest, like snowy towns and shit, like that type of stuff.
That's it? That's the whole fucking documentary?
No, there's more, but I told you I can't speak on this stuff.
Yes, you can. You can speak.
That's a nice documentary, though.
Yeah, write it down. It's me traveling through the fucking winter like Santa Claus. That's what people want to see. You know what I'm saying? You got to let people...
I have to come back and do this when I can speak.
Yeah, yeah, tomorrow, but try your best right now.
Oh, my God.
Try your best right now. At least you've made it. Most people have gone to the couch already. Oh, please.
So you give them the stars and they sit here?
Oh, fuck yeah. Some people make it. That's why the motto of the show is, you dare enter this house.
Well, I didn't know.
That motto wasn't written down anywhere. It's just an internal memo.
The gummy bear seems so innocent.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, hey. I didn't know it was going to make me feel like this.
You feel good, though.
I'm fine, but I can't fucking focus.
Sure you can.
I can. It's hard. Because I'm not used to it. I mean, I can try.
I'll give you a piece of paper and pen, and you can write down the stories, and Leo narrate them. I mean, we got all night.
Fucking smash your fucking hand.
I don't give a fuck. We got all night, dog. You know what I'm saying? You're in no rush. You got nothing tomorrow.
So we'll wait till it wears off?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll just tell little fucking stories and shit. Little vignettes. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call them. Vignettes. What do they call them?
They call them vignettes, but I like vignettes.
Vignettes. I'll do whatever the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, Paulie. It's overwhelming for a guy like me to have you in here and to just relive my life at that place, you know. Like you said, I'm real tight with Joe. Joe loves the Comedy Store. Joe, we're on a fucking plane.
He kisses it when he walks into it. I've seen him.
Yeah.
He goes like this. He walks in, he's like,
Oh, please.
And then he walks away. You know what I mean?
Look at that fucking guy, Ron White. Look at that fucking guy. He's in love with the Comedy Store.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
He's never seen nothing like that before. You can sit down, you know. It's all right. You don't need to stretch or do nothing like that. I think it's time for another bong hit. We're going to have to go deep tonight to the Mercury Waters League.
Of course that's your answer to this. Like, that's how is that the response?
Wait, that's my answer to
anything. We're going to add a bong hit to this.
When in doubt, do a fucking bong hit.
Oh, my goodness.
Please leave him alone, please.
He's hilarious.
You're torching this poor kid. He's part of the tribe. He's solid. You know what I'm saying?
You're hilarious, dude.
I'm trying.
He's the backbone of the fucking family. He's the backbone of the family.
I appreciate it.
We're happy you're fucking here, see? We should have given you a star, not the whole thing. We should have given you just a little tip.
He did, just that's all he had.
You want to bong it? You want to bong it, boy? No, you're done.
I'm going to come back without this, and then we'll do it.
You're scared straight.
No, I'm not scared straight. I'm just saying I'd like to have a better interview than this.
So tell me about the new one. Tell me about the fucking Amazon fucking documentary.
No, see, I can't speak.
No, you're fine. You can speak.
It's better just to ask me questions.
There's a lot of deaf people that watch the question. Show.
Don't ask me questions. Just talk.
There's a lot of deaf people that watch the show.
Deaf people?
Deaf people. You can do sign language.
Oh.
Tell us about your fucking documentary. What does that mean? You're on the road. It's snowing a lot. You're doing shows in different cities.
I told you I can't
Break it down for me, Lee. Read it down right off of Amazon, and we'll ask them the questions. How's that?
Okay.
I'm just standing, bro.
Don't worry. You're not making me nervous. You're just making the producer nervous.
He's the producer?
Yeah, he's friends with Doug Herzog. You know what I'm saying? He knows people. Why you got your shoes off for? Everything all right?
Is it Pauly Shore Stands Alone?
No, it says Pauly Shore Stands with Two People.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at that right there, huh? That's what dreams are made of. You ain't fucking around tonight. Let's see. All right, we'll bring him back.
Yeah, for sure.
Shut it up. We'll bring him back.
Yeah.
How fucked up was that? That was...
He kept touching me. Like, that was like the angriest I've ever been on an episode. Like, he just kept touching me.
When he got up to stretch, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But there you go. The missing Pauly Shore episode. I hope you motherfuckers enjoyed it. Listen, thank you for the ride. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything. I can't even say it again to you guys. Real quick, do not forget, this weekend is not even this weekend. Listen, it's September, bitches, basically. It's August 31st, and DraftKings is on fucking high alert. Aren't you glad sports are back? Everybody's in the bubble these days, but at least you can watch. DraftKings is a sure thing. No more bookies in the dark alleys. No more meetings at a bar. Bet when you want, where you want. You don't even have to leave the house. That's living like a fucking doctor, all right? Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook now. All new users get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's a grand where I come from. That's fucking legit. DraftKings is legit. They're based right here in the U.S. Your money is secure. You deposit and take money out at any time at your convenience. They got new odds boosts and promotions every damn day to help you rake it in. And DraftKings Sportsbook, if it isn't available where you live, don't worry about nothing. They got you covered. They got the DraftKings Fantasy app. They're offering a shot at $1 million every day this week, starting today, right now while we're talking. Why the fuck are you listening and not typing in DraftKings into your fucking thing to download the app? So do me a favor right now. Get in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now. Use code CHURCH. Plus, for a limited time, the Church family, my favorite people in the world, you get a sign-up bonus of a G-Note LaRue, 1,000
whatever, fuck it, $1,000. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? You get a grand when you get DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code CHURCH. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, here's the part the lawyers make me read, all right? You got to be 21 or over. Pennsylvania, Indiana, or New Jersey can play only. And the deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. You got to play. But listen, the more you play, the more you win. Right or wrong? Who the fuck are you to deal with? Now, restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Now, before you go over the fucking bridge here, you got a gambling problem? There's help. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or if you're in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Tell them Uncle Joey sent you. But if you ain't got no problems, let's go. I want to see nothing but assholes and elbows over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code CHURCH. That's DraftKings. I also want to talk to you about Onnit. In my world, the best. You know, I feel great. My mind is back. I'm sharp. That's because I do cycles of Alpha Brain. I don't abuse them every day. I do my 6 weeks. I get sharp. Then I get a little off boat. I get retarded. I do some acupuncture. Then I go right back to Alpha Brain. I got to be sharp. I'm 57. My memory's shot. This whole COVID thing fucked up my short term, my long term, my fucking medium term. But listen, there's help. Alpha Brain. I love the Shroom Tech Sport and the Shroom Tech Immune, especially if you're jiu-jitsuing right now. Go to Onnit.com right now. Look at the great selection of supplements that they have. Read up on them. Yelp them. Do whatever the fuck you want. They're fucking solid, all right? So what I'm going to do is any supplement they got, you get 10% off. First time only, delivered right to your fucking crib, all right? Who does it like that? Nobody. Go to Onnit.com right now and press in.
Church.
CHURCH. And get 20% off. The church also wants you to thank you, CBDLion.com. They've been nothing but gentlemen to us, and we've been nothing but gentlemen to them. Why? Because their product is fucking real. That's why. I love their product. From the gummies, to the tapes, to the patch, to the bath balls, to the tinctures, to the fucking shatter, to the vapor pens. They don't use that vitamin E or acetone that was killing kids. CBD Lion is by the book. Go to CBDLion.com right now. Read their third-party lab results, okay? This ain't some fucking schmuck from fucking Pizza Hut. This is fucking, these guys are experienced growers. They know research. They know CBD, CBN. They got you covered. They have a mission. You understand me? Go to CBDLion.com. Do yourself a favor. Press in code CHURCH and get 20% off your order. It's been a pleasure to deal with CBD Lion, Onnit, DraftKings. I hope to see you in 2 weeks again. And I hope to see you guys in a few weeks. I'll see you on Patreon.com/Joey Diaz if you need to get to me. It's a fucking dollar. Knock it the fuck off. I'm doing it just to get the fucking malukes away from me. You know what I'm saying? You got to get Kit off of your shoulder. You got to get it off of your shoulder. Oh, shit. With all my heart and joy, I wish you guys luck, love, and fucking health. And to your families, love your mother, you only get one. Love your father, you only get one. And when they're gone, you're going to hurt, you're going to think of me. You're going to think of me and go, Joey was fucking right. So the rule from now on, the church people, is call your mom every day and call a friend and check in with them. That's your assignment until we see each other next time, all right? From the bottom of my heart, and my little brother, Lee Sayat, there. Look at him. He's having a heart attack. I love you guys with all my heart. That's my brother right there. We love you. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the Paulie Shore fucking segment. He's fuming right now. So send him a tweet and fucking punch, bust his balls for me. He's over there hiding in Vegas. I love you guys with all my heart. All right. Thank you very much for the support and love you've given us over the years. It's been great. I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Kick this fucking mule, Lee. I love you guys.